We're all together in the room, and there's one line with one phone.
Okay, and that one phone is on conference call, right?
It's on speaker, yes.
Yeah, but I mean, imagine.
Yes.
I'm talking to you from the conference call line.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, good Rabbi Tzai, good Rabbi Tzai. Wonderful, wonderful. Baruch Hashem, we thank the Baruch Shalom for this technology that we can be together in this way. You know, you say, well, it's, you know, but now a day and age, it's not something, you know, so special. But it really is, just because, you know, everybody does it, to, you know, to buy onions or smile sharing doesn't mean that it's special. And it's that we're able to do this, just cut away, you know, a few miles and be able to sit together in a room. This fashion really is a, yeah, you know, that's one of the purposes of our Chabura, of the Vat, is to try to see things in the true light, in the MS. And this is one of the things, is one of the things that we try to do. That we try to do, you know, to see things in a true light. And here's an example of it, that we're able to sit together in this way, so it's a special Matana Min HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether, you know, we use it for other things or not. But tonight, we want to put on our clarity glasses, right? Our specs, our specs of MS, our glasses of MS, and just realize that it's only a Kodesh Baruch Hu that's guiding us and bringing us together tonight with this modern electronics, but it's Hashem Shaliach of giving us this wonderful gift that we can be together. Okay, so tonight, Rabbi Tzai, of course, we want to focus on Nisan, Chodesh Nisan, and Pesach, Hashem. I just want to note, like for the you know, for the record, are there plans of getting together next week again?
I don't think so. I think we should probably take a break and come back after at the beginning of this month next year.
Okay. I'm trying to think when Pesach is. Pesach is next week, later on in the week, right? Next week is Sunday night, and Pesach is later on that week, right?
Right.
Right. Okay. Okay, so this is our grand siyum, Rabbi Tzai, the siyum from the season, Baruch Hashem. I hope somebody brought some vodka or some schnapps, you know. You know, coming to see it tonight. But, seriously, it's Baruch Hashem, really, it's a wonderful Zman that we had together. It seems like, you know, it's hard to believe it's the end of the Zman already, the end of the season. It was just like right after Sukkot. And I imagine that not all of us had a chance to put our schach pulling yet already. And it's the end of the wind up. But Baruch Hashem, we thank Hashem that we had a wonderful season together, a wonderful month. We came out be able to get up almost every week. Maybe we missed one week or 2 weeks, but I don't know if we did that. But Baruch Hashem, we had a very wonderful season together. Sukkot after Sukkot, we started with Bereishis, and Baruch Hashem, if we had a little bit of time tonight, it would be nice to try to quickly make a resume of the different things we did during the course of the Zman, but we'll have to leave that. Before I go any further, I'd like to, we might have said this, but I'd like to repeat it again. I want to invite the Olam on Chalamot Pesach. So we have our Pesach Mishika, which people say they get a big chizik from, so I want to invite the Olam again. It's on Sunday night, Baruch Hashem. It's good, it's a good night for us. That's our night, Sunday night. maybe we could be in the time hour. For us, it's the Kabbat night. Anyway, Sunday night, Chalmoid, we say, in my house, in Portland, the Euros, the Misa Gimel, and everybody's invited. We have a discussion, they come with your families, and I can't say we're going to serve Hanukkah, I guess, but we do have a discussion based on nuts, and some yayin. So, other members are all invited. Here we are again. I don't remember. It could be last night, last week. We started talking about Kodesh Nissan, but whether we spoke about it or didn't, it's not for Easter. And again, speaking about it again, many times we speak about it. I don't know if it's too much. First of all, to remind ourselves that the Gemara has a half a minute that the Sefer. This is a derisa. Sefer Yetzirah Mitzrayim starts on Rosh Chodesh. Yochum Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara had a half a minute that Mitzrayim of Sefer Yetzirah Mitzrayim starts on Rosh Chodesh. That was last night. And Talmud Lomar, the Masha Matzah Zumor Munuchim Lefanecha. So we have a special event though. It doesn't start Rosh Chodesh, but you know, what we call the Seder night. But the fact that the Chazal, the Ruach Kodesh, and the Ruach HaKodesh, they saw some quality of the time zone, starting from Rosh Chodesh, that they had a Havamina, that we had, the more thing is happening, if you think into it, that what we do to stay the night, we have a mitzvah, secret yet to try it, right? That's the main thing of the Seder, the secret thing of trying, because I actually have meaning that we do that every single night, starting from Rosh Chodesh. Yochum Rosh Chodesh, the picture, if Martin has a limut of Talmud Leimar, so we, every single night, starting from Rosh Chodesh, we would have a, like a Seder night, every night. And the reason for it is that they saw something about the time zone of Chodesh Nisan that it has some kind of quality that it's royal, it's befitting to have the Sefer every night. The Tamalema, you know, masses, you should do masses, but the fact that that the evening of the time from Rosh Hashanah has that quality didn't change just because you had the limud. In other words, what they saw still remains even after the limud. So that means that it's not that civil for Amunah, you know, to become Amunah from this man. So what does that mean for us, for Maisa? It means that we should try to connect every night, every day, starting from Rosh Hashanah with the Nisan Mitzvahs. And for us, how to work, but like it. Also, we have, let me say, the Kriyas Yamsuf, that every day when we say the Shira, that we should pause for a moment and try to picture and see, as we did the Shasta, the Parshas, visualize as much as we could what it looked like standing by the Yamsuf, if they have to go through this Gemara and Ness, the Ness of the Kriyas Yamsuf, and saying the Shira, trying to feel that it's an expression with we're expressing the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Shvach HaOdo, gives to him, making this intent get on Yantif itself. Because you have to, it's not like you have to go somewhere and do something. And the Siddhis on Yantif itself, the Siddhis, the Pesach Siddhis, that if you want to engage your family or your company, it's halacha bigger.
Back, so then you are over, even though you're doing it on the last thing.
Baruch. What happened here?
It went on hold.
Hi, what happened? We're on the conference line, we're on hold. What? Do you want to finish from this line here? Do you want to finish from this phone here? We'll just put it on speaker. Yeah, hang up over there. Okay, can you, Rob Dolinsky?
Hello.
Hi, hold on. Okay, let's try this now.
Yeah, hello, can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, I hear it. Okay, good, Rabbi Zai. So anyway, that's the Seder night, and I want to also mention to the Olam that the actual Seder, as you read that gutter, we talk about here, you know, going through that gutter and, you know, and working with it, but at the same itself, the mentality should be, the goal should be to make it interesting and quick, like keeping the children and family in mind. In other words, not just speak out a lot of things on that, or a lot of machshavas, a lot of questions. It should be something that's interesting, and just to point out different, different things on the Haggadah, but not to go into the Haggadah during the Seder itself. It should be something that that the children should sit in and make it lively and a nice, for the family. And, person, the time to go into the Haggadah in depth should be after the Chatzkadiyah. Then you can go to town and, dissect the Haggadah and analyze it and be Oisik in the secret chest and try and by Riches. But during the Seder itself, it should be more of a light, light, enjoyable, experience going through the Haggadah. With the main focus on that the children, making it lively and enjoyable for the children. And the analyzation and the amkes, the death of that gutter should be really saved for after the Chagatya. Unless the children themselves, ask questions and they would like to, discuss some of the points. Then of course one should oblige them if they want to argument on different points, but as far as the general outlook of the way of the state itself should be something lively and moving, enjoyable. The rest of the Pesach also, let me say something very, very important, that I always wondered what the avodah of Pesach is the other nights. We don't have Simchas Pesach Sheva, so I always wondered what is the avodah of the Torah that they expect us to do the rest of Pesach. Let's make a joke, besides eating avocado matzahs, what is the actual, and then finally I realized that what we do the same at night, that we go into the chest and try, and that really is a prototype example of how we're supposed to really spend the whole Pesach. Like every night, we should try to sit down and to go into the try and sit down with a few friends or with the family, even by yourself. But the being Yaakov's preoccupation with the trying really is something that we should do every night of the Seder, of the Pesach. That's the primary preoccupation of Pesach. And each evening, just again with some friends, some family, and with our God even, and some wine, and some singing, and the Isaac discussed the triumph. What else can we say? We might say that what I tell the other, I really wish you all that you should have mamish a wonderful, wonderful yontif. Should be a chakosher v'sameach, and we should really be zeicher to get out what the whole matara, what the tachlis is. We usually take the family out and outings also, on Chol HaMoed. One should be careful that it shouldn't take the burden, take us out of the whole mode of the Pesach mode, the trips that we take. Sometimes you get so involved into the trips that you get out of the spirit. So, I mean, of course, it's nice to take the family out and have it, you know, super consented, but it should try at the same time trying to keep within the spirit of the yantif, and it shouldn't get us out completely of the yantif mode. Also a word of precaution, it's good for all of us, you know, that sometimes in preparation for yantif, sometimes people, you know, do some stress or in the preparation, the cleaning for Pesach, and sometimes people get a little impatient, so we should be prepared for these shyness that we have. I'm sure that everybody, you know, it's a very common thing in the family that people prepare Pesach for cleaning, and sometimes people get a little short-tempered because of that. So at least we should prepare ourselves to be ready for the shyness of holding our calm. It's all, you know, Hashem should initiate the Shemaya, that we should be able to have the strength to stand up to the shyness sometimes that happened, you know, before Pesach, in the stress of the preparations. Okay, I want to wish you all a wonderful yontif, and again, I thank Hashem that we were able to have a wonderful chabura, and again, what a season. I thank you, Baruch Shalom, that we're able to have the morning, have the chaver, and at least Hashem, you know, puts into the minds and the cheshek, you know, a habura, to have a goal to want to be able to grow and become shlemus and do the ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why Hashem put us into the world. That we a group of people that are sincere and have a goal mind of wanting to fulfill the rest of them. So the place I wish you all had tzlocha gedayla. You should all have health, and you should have panasa, and you should have nachas, and you should help us be able to continue together to grow the way of Hashem. Toch simcha sachayim amitiyah. And we say, I couldn't get to we're looking forward to seeing you Sunday night, and we hope that we'll see you before then on Har HaBayis with the Korban Pesach. Rabbi Shai, Kenu.
Amen.
I couldn't see you all, Rabbi Shai. With Moshe, and with Baruch, and with Yaakov, and with Shimon Zeroto, and of course Hoshea. Did I miss anybody?
Yeah, that's the main group.
That's it. Okay, Rabbi Shai. Shalom.
What's the time? What time is the Chol HaMoed event?
And usually like 9 o'clock, 9:30.
You're getting me the break. 5:30.
What were you three and one?